we talked earlier, and you know coaches don't allow you to miss training camp, not a day. Even if you're injured, they want you to be out there. So just to get the opportunity to go to London and support my wife, it was a great opportunity. Great, great, great. I don't know how to explain it, but this is like a Super Bowl. And to go in there as Gene and as Coach Malarkey, and for them to not even hesitate to tell me, yes, I can go over there, it speaks volumes of what type of organization they're trying to run.
How about after getting a chance to see your teammates' reaction when they came in from practice and sat inside the stadium and are watching it on the Jumbotron?
I mean, it brought tears to Sanya's eyes. When they send the video to us, that was an amazing feeling. I'm getting chills now just thinking about it. We were sitting down right after the race. Big family get-together was at the house, and she put it on, and that's amazing to see Coach just have the fans come into the stadium to end practice, and then have on the big screen my wife up there just running. So, it's no better feeling than that.
With everything that's been said about her getting to where she's at, a lot of people don't know what she went through personally over the last couple of years to get to where she's at. Can you let some people in on exactly what it was and what she went through?
Oh, yeah. She was diagnosed with a skin lesion disease called Behçet's, and she had to take medicine that pretty much hindered her. It made her fatigue and kind of put a little fat on her. And being a 400, being a runner, you can't afford to have fat on you and fatigue in the muscles and skin lesions. And she didn't understand why she wasn't getting to the point that she needed to be, and the point that she was, how she was training, it wasn't adding up. So to finally see her get off those meds and get re-diagnosed with just a skin lesion disease and not Behçet's at the right time, it was a great feeling to see her overcome so much and get that gold medal.
Seeing what she went through and then seeing that gold medal moment in person, that had to make you proud.
Oh, proud. I'm not a dad, but I felt like I was a dad in the up there in the stands, just seeing, because I seen her crying just about every night, just hurting, and man, I really don't know how to explain it. I'm just proud. Still to this day, I'm just so proud of her.
And being an athlete, holy cow, you know what it takes. Here you are at the top of your profession, mm-hmm. and you know how hard it is. But, we competed against athletes in one country.
Yeah.
Here she is competing against
the world.
Wow.
The world.
Yeah.
So just to be number one in the world at one race in the 400 and fifth in the world in the 200.
And hopefully first in the next race.
Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing what 1 year turnaround does for us.